We're now calling the communications meeting of Wednesday, May 5th to order. Are there any public, on the phone? Is there any public that would like to make any comments of items that are not on the agenda? Okay.
Ask for roll call.
Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, now, if there's any public that would like to speak, we welcome your comments. Without hearing any public, we will close public comments and move on to item C, approving the draft minutes from the March 3rd meeting.
And I will motion to accept the minutes as presented.
And I will second. And now we will go on to item D, communications update.
We don't have a particular communications update.
Is this where we want to talk about the meeting, the town hall meeting?
Oh.
I just want to start making some plans for it.
So the town hall meeting, we've designed an invitation actually that you're going to look at when we talk about the communication placard. And we use that to invite various, to do the posting of the town hall meeting, which is June 26th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to commence sending out to our various invitees, dignitaries, agencies, etc. That'll be done probably right now. We want to post it to social media. Monica's out, so probably next Monday we'll start.
Okay. And now, Mike, your input. I mean, so you're envisioning that you're going to speak for 10 minutes, whatever, just kind of the state of
the general state of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Some accomplishments that we've made,
mm-hmm.
And some of the things that we'll be engaging in.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was it,
basically. How do you want to handle questions? Do you want to have people write questions on cards, and then we'll have people gather them up and give them to staff members so we don't keep repeating the same questions?
I think that would be a good idea. But those would be some probably questions from the floor, but that's okay.
Okay.
But yeah, we could ask them to do their questions. That would be nice. And what I'm kind of envisioning is that if Frazier wants a table, Diane Burgess wants a table,
mm-hmm.
If we can get voting and waterways to come, if they want a table, usually something they have.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to the questions. Do we need people to help? Because they should turn the cards over to, our staff members who, kind of know what's what. Do we want to gather people maybe from the Lions Club or something else to walk up and down and gather up the cards?
Well, we should have managers here.
I would suggest we do something where they can submit questions in advance. And then you might have a specific time window for answering questions live. But anything that we can get, because that would help you tailor your presentation as well to maybe just address everything in the presentation.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the mechanics.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Maybe on the communications that are sent out for the invite, we can set up a box for people to...
What we can do, please put us on contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Have any questions that you would like answered during the...
Yeah.
It would be helpful to staff to be able to have... preparation for your questions. We can put something along that.
Okay. No, I think that's a good idea. I would, just because of the perception, like the people that are there to be able to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
So
I just
do a kind of a combination.
We can limit it to a time period.
Yeah.
And say,
oh, yeah.
Well, for the next, five minutes, ten
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be available to answer questions. We got to limit mm-hmm. it to that time because we're an opportunity to have people meet
perfect.
The board.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's best.
Okay, that's great. Do we need to have any breakout sessions? Or do any of our partners, such as Sheriff's Department, Division of Boating and Waterways, you know, do you think any of them will be really popular that maybe we want to set up like separate rooms that they can talk and...
They would most likely have a desk and people could just walk right up to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we'll have tables. But I just thought, you know, if you feel that there might be questions that people might have, you know, more than just a question of, you know, kind of what's going on. And
well, I would hate to schedule a breakout session for one of these groups
and have nobody show up.
You know, there is always that nervousness about
this
can go right on its head. We had a 20th anniversary that we advertised extensively, and three people showed up.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay. And then food is still,
I have not dealt with food because we have no idea what the COVID restrictions are going to be about doing any food whatsoever, and that would be a last minute kind of thing, depending on, June 15th, the governor is eliminating, we think most, if not all, the restrictions, but what is our health officer going to do is a whole different story, and if we do this, do we need to get a health permit, which we might have to get a health permit, and that's something to maybe need to look into, a permit if we're going to do hot dogs or something like that.
Okay. And what about microphones, speakers, things like that? You think we'll need?
Well, we have microphones here. Mm-hmm. If it's outside.
Oh yeah, I would think it would be outside, don't you?
We have big speakers there, and I think we can have that microphone to it.
It's a portable speaker.
They're huge. Yeah, you can move them.
We can work with it.
There
we
go.
You have to move outside.
Okay. Well, definitely think we should have it. I mean, that'll just make it, you know, even better with our beautiful pool and pickleball courts.
It's 98 degrees.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure it out. And then chairs and tables we're fine on.
Chairs and tables.
Yeah, for our guests to.
Depending on the guests.
To sit, and then do we have chairs for the public?
Probably be a limited amount.
Okay.
We're going to have staff that's going to be moving tables and chairs around and stuff like that. They don't exist. We used to have seasonal people. We're trying to get seasonal people.
Okay.
So we have to kind of do it and think about what's going to happen.
Can we get friends and family to come and help set up and tear down? No.
No, because of liability. Obviously, hurt their back, we buy their back.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Now, we can do waivers and things like that, but that's a whole other process.
Okay, well, we'll think that over, because, I mean, this, you know.
It becomes over-manageable, too. We have a full plate, and so we can do this to a degree, but the bigger it gets, the more it becomes impossible for us to manage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to use managers, because I don't have personnel that work on the weekends. We may have someone in place that will be a person that can work it. But generally, friends and family of employees, we never ask that. Because then the employee feels obligated to bring a friend and family in.
The board can't have friends and family and organizations that they belong with that would volunteer?
If they want to reach out, and the people that show up want to sign a waiver of liability, that's fine. It's just we got to have a plan.
Okay. All right. Well, we certainly don't want the staff to be overwhelmed. I'm sure.
Well, the staff, it'll be the managers.
The manager. Yeah. But I'm sure we could come up with people to help, you know, set up and tear down, they'd be happy to sign waivers, such as my husband. So I'm sure we can. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. Okay.
Great. Anything else on that?
Do you have anything?
No, on that topic.
Do you have any other communication updates?
No other communication updates.
Okay, we will go on to discussion items. E.
Yes. So, as we start moving to using social media and other forms of it, right now we only have Facebook, we need to keep those records. So we commissioned Archive Social to start logging those records for us. The records right now are, so to preserve our social media records, we are using Archive Social. So with that platform, we get all of our social media records saved in one location. It is easily searchable. You can search by a word, you can search by a date, you can search by a name for any public records request. So I so far have Facebook added to that. I have not done our website yet. So as I start getting more training under my belt, I'll be adding the website. So whenever we make a change, it's an immediate save. If on Facebook, somebody posts something and then thinks better of it and tries to remove it, Archive Social has already saved the comment and saved the change, saved everything. So later on, I'll show you analytics. They have a lot of analytics. Some of the reasons why we chose to go with Archive Social is because we can't rely on screenshots to save our social media. We can't rely on the social media networks to save our data. Right now, I think there's an issue with Facebook and some government agencies that didn't set up correctly. Facebook is shutting that down. They lost all that data, and they're subject to public records requests and a potential lawsuit if they don't have the record. And we can't make our social media one direction. It's not, we can't do that. So some of the benefits to Archive Social are that it provides the assurance that we're in compliance with our state records retention laws. It prevents loss of records, such as any deleted or edited content. As engagement on our social media increases, Archive provides insurance in case of unexpected events. Archive Social works with primarily government entities. The record is saved immediately and indefinitely. There are multiple ways of searching for the record, as I outlined before. This is a cloud-based storage, and annually it costs about $4,700 a year for this protection. The platforms currently that Archive Social works with are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, websites, YouTube, Flickr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.
How many companies did you speak with, and what set this one apart?
So I didn't necessarily speak with many companies. Mm-hmm. I did some research on
research.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I did two demos with Archive Social, and because they've done a lot of government work within California and other states, I just thought this would be beneficial.
So I know that with the announcement of this, there were some questions around employee/director account, let's get the clear delineation, director accounts posting in social media. And I know that this does not protect personal accounts. So was there further discussion or any other ideas on potentially having protected director accounts to be able to respond on approved media sites?
Okay, so I have discussed that with Archive Social, and they have done it in other states. California is a whole different beast, and our laws are very different, so I would probably defer to legal and get their recommendation before we move forward with that.
Okay, that is good. And then my other concern is for the platforms that Archive Social cannot do or that have not been set up yet, I think we should draft some communication around approved social media sites for the town.
Yes. So the next steps are to get us set up.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to jump the gun there.
That's totally fine. And then establish some type of a procedure or a policy around social media so that we are all on the same page and we can stand as one organized agency. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And how does it apply to employees on their personal time using their personal accounts who may be posting something that is town related? How is it delineated between official communications versus personal communications?
I believe that falls under the same.
Okay.
But I will confirm that.
I'm going to give you my best answer on this, but it may may not be the correct answer. This is a legal question.
Yeah.
But I believe employees have a right to speak out, whistleblow, do whatever they want to do. There's a difference between being an official and being an employee.
Yeah.
And so with that delineating, is board members official, general manager, assistant general manager, an official, perhaps even some managers in some cases are officials. But your typical employees who have the right to criticize, do whatever they want on social media to a certain degree, and I don't think it creates a public record per se.
Okay.
But when I do it, and I'm answering something that pertains to the town, it is a public record. Anything I use on my cell phone, my personal accounts, opens up my cell phone to third-party review.
Right.
My personal accounts to third-party review, so you want to be sure. And if you're going to respond to someone, do it through the town email, and that keeps a copy of your record.
Yep. So that would mean that specifically one thing I did not hear on there was Nextdoor. So
it does not cover Nextdoor.
Okay.
So they have their own platform and they're not working with any other social media archive system currently.
But Dean and I spoke about this earlier today, so I looked up on Nextdoor and they have an entire separate division for public entities like towns. So that's why the state of California uses, not just towns, but the state of California uses it, Cal Fire uses it, East Contra Costa Fire uses it. So it's something that, you know, is being used, and so they must be having something in place, because otherwise all these entities wouldn't be using it. And so I did send a message to them, and we'll see what they have to say. And the only reason is, you know, in Discovery Bay, that is a huge way to communicate. That's where a lot of people look. There's certain age groups that use Facebook, but other people use Nextdoor or Instagram or Twitter. And you know, so as we keep trying to reach out and expand to let everyone know all the wonderful things the town is doing, you know, we need to use any and all avenues, and that's probably one of the most popular. I don't remember right now how many people are signed up to use it, but it's easy, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. I mean, it's way up there. So I think we need to look in and see, you know, what they're doing and what they can offer before we immediately just shut it down.
Yeah, I would like to see their official position on that before I feel comfortable, just from the simple fact of working in the financial industry. I'm very familiar with open records requests and legal holds, and it is an absolute nightmare if you're not properly protected.
Mm-hmm.
Board members are free to communicate. They just have to keep a public record and be able to have that public record access. Right now, the town is not going to communicate on Nextdoor. So it doesn't really matter. The town is not going to officially
And I think that's an appropriate stance until the clarification on how that would be protected, because it's too much liability.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then when you said, I'm sorry, one last question. When you said it was searchable, is it searchable only during open records requests, or do they have a public-facing site that allows consumer searches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. So since I put Facebook on it already, I actually just typed in the word pool, and it did do a retro. And so back in 2015, 17, I could see anything that was really
cool.
So it was very cool. So in the future, as we start using it a little bit more and it's saving our records, I can pull some analytics and we can take a look at it.
Perfect. Good. That's I feel more comfortable knowing that you got that in place. So good job.
Communications. I think we changed it a little bit. We added community service district to it. There you go.
And one for materials. So that is going to be our new platform for pushing information out, posting it on Facebook or
wherever.
Our
little local newspaper. Yep. I think it's great.
Yeah. And so I gave a little example of the invitation for the town hall.
It's good.
Yeah, great job.
We would like you to bring that to the attention.
Oh, yes, sir.
of the board tonight when you give your report.
Okay.
I don't think we don't need a vote by the board. It's not on the agenda other than your committee report. And just see if anybody has any objections to that. And if not, we'll continue. If they do,
okay,
then we'll try to come up with something that will be approved by the whole board.
Okay, do we have copies for everyone, or should I just
hand
these out? Okay.
Any further questions regarding that? Good afternoon, Communications Committee. Thank you for your time today. The district is required to deliver a water quality report, also known as a consumer confidence report, or a CCR, to our water customers annually. The CCR contains important information about the source and quality of our drinking water. In the past, the district has satisfied the CCR delivery requirement by mailing out a trifold pamphlet, such as this, to each bill-paying water customer. We learned last year in the production of last year's report that the district is considered a small community water system, which means we service less than 10,000 meters. That allows us a special provision to deliver our CCR report electronically. At the July 1st, 2020 Communications Committee meeting, staff recommended to the committee to transition the delivery of the CCR to an electronic delivery method. Staff has prepared a plan to launch the delivery of the CCR electronically. Staff will create the CCR in-house and post the CCR on the todb.ca.gov website with a direct URL to the CCR report. This will eliminate the production and mailing of a paper pamphlet, which will have an annual cost savings of approximately $5,777. Staff will ensure that every bill-paying water customer is notified of this transition by including outreach notifications on May and June's water bills. Other outreach methods will include an insert with the water bill, posting it on the homepage of the district website, and sending emails directly to our water customers. The CCR will be available to print on demand and mail out to any customers requesting a paper copy. Staff requests for the Communications Committee to approve this process and advise the board of staff's recommendation to deliver the CCR electronically. I'm happy to answer any questions for the committee at this time.
Do we have
samples if you want to see.
Of the report?
Not the actual report.
That's
not prepared yet.
Got it.
The little blurbs or notifications that would be on the bill. We have drafts of those.
Do we have any public comment? Any discussion?
No, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, we need to make a motion or anything?
Yeah, I think we should make a motion to send it up.
I think we can make a motion.
Okay, make a motion to update the delivery of the annual water quality report to an electronic version.
Yeah, and do we need to specify, pull it to the board for full vote?
I'm just sorry, say again?
Do we need to specify that it needs to go to the full board for a vote?
I don't think we do, because I think it's more of a business operation.
Operational? Yeah.
Okay. Governance, but we wanted to bring it to the committee, at least get the committee's buy-in and suggestions.
So. Well, if there's an active motion, I'll second that active motion, but otherwise, I think it's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's awesome when you can save $5,000 for sending out the same communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and we vote aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Done. Any future agenda items?
So I'd like to suggest that since with this archive social discussion that we draft communications for official social media platforms for town communications.
So you would like to, just for clarification, that you would like to see a future agenda item is policy and procedure for archiving social media records.
And specifically, which are the platforms that will have archiving or have archiving that are then approved platforms for communications for the town?
We understand. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. And also open house, our town meeting planning.
Yes, so your next meeting will be in July. So we'll let you know how it went.
Okay, so...
Yeah, good.
So should we plan an earlier meeting, so before...
We can advise the Internal Operations Committee.
Sounds good.
We'll update the Internal Operations.
Okay, that sounds great. Anything else?
That's all I have right now.
Okay, and with that, it is now 3:55. We adjourn the communications meeting.